Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arim B'Yakov Shom, Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'obas with the Kuf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis introduces the concept, which is Mitzave Machmas Miso. Someone who's saying something and he expresses the fact that he's doing it because he's going to die, so then that's a matana that comes because of Tzivui Machmas Miso. If he doesn't die, he could change his mind. This concept is negiah to next week's parsha. Parsha's told us. When Esav sells the b'chayro to Yaakov, Esav says the words, "Hineini v'lama zeli b'chayro." I don't need a b'chayro. I'm going to die. The Maram Shif, in the end of Maseches Bava Kama, there is a siyum that he has there. And within the words, he goes on to speak al derech hadrush on the mechiro of the b'chayro to Yaakov. And one of the nekudas that he mentions is our sugya. Esav says, "Hineini or lech lamus, I'm going to die." So him ken is mitzave machmas miso. The only reason he's giving the bechayro is because he's going to die, and he expresses it. So if so, once he doesn't die, he could change his mind. Says the Maram Shif, that's why Yaakov says he shoveli kayoim matas bori mehayoim. Once he does a shvu mehayoim, so then the maton is chal as matas bori. So this was the request of Yaakov. Yishoveli kayoim, do me a shvuah that should be chal today. Will be a mantas bari, and that's not mitzvah machas miso. The Maril Diskin in Parashat told us brings this Maram Shif, and he adds one nekuda. He says, okay, so you want to tell me that he didn't mitzvah machas miso, so that's why he doesn't have a taino. But what about the fact he's about to die? So he's mitzvah machas oynis. He's forced. He has no choice. Someone puts a gun to his head. If you do a shvuah b'oyin, it's not a shvuah. So Yaakov, you know, says shoveli kayoim, but the person is about to die. So it says Maril Diskin, if you attack in the psukim, it says that Yaakov, what did Yaakov sell for Esav? Yaakov gave him the nezid adoshim. But it says that Yaakov also gave him lechem. Lechem and nezid adoshim. Why does the Torah add the word lechem? It says the Maril Diskin, that's the reason. He gave him bread, so he merely wasn't so hungry anymore. So now he told him shoveli kayoim, even though he still thinks he's going to die. But it's not shvua machmas oynes. Now the shvua works because he said shvua meayoim. So you know that's it goes together. If you want to say anything, it's mitzvah machmas miso. So that's why he did the shvua meayoim. In order to make sure that he's not a shvua beoynes, he gave him to eat bread. And that's the story how Yaakov Avinu bought the b'chayro from Esav. Now that we're mentioning this, I want to mention another pshat that someone told me today. Aksav Seifer in Parashat Toldos, later in the Parashat, which is negiah to another sugi that we learned in Bo'abaso. In the end of the Parashat, it says, "Ve'histoim Esav es Yaakov ala b'rocho asher b'rocho aviv." He was upset that Yaakov didn't got the brocho. So ask Aksav Seifer, why do you say he was upset about the brocho? Why is he not upset about the source, about the b'choiro that he took from him? So he goes on to build a little bit of pshat on the b'chiras of b'choiro. And he gets to the Maise, the reason Esav agreed to sell the b'chayro, because Esav says, "Hineini olech lamus, I'm going to die. And if I die, what's going to happen? Who's yoirish the son when he dies? The father. The father comes before anybody else. And the reason is because it's dovah shelo b'lo'ilam. He didn't get it yet. So what's going to happen? He will not be the one inheriting from Yitzchok the bracha and the b'chayro. It will be that his children, will inherit directly from Yitzchok. But a bani get it from the grandfathers, we learned earlier in Yesh Noichlim. So that was Esav's cheshbon. Esav says, "Lama li b'chayro, I'm going to die anyway before my father." Why? Says Esav Sefer, he would go out and mokum enlist him. He was sure he's going to die. He was in a dangerous place. So therefore he says, you know what? Well, I don't need the b'chayro. I'm anyway not getting it. It's going to go straight to my kids. But when it came the brachas of Yitzchok, Yitzchok told Esav al char b'chotichye. Says the Ramban, what does it mean? That he gave him a special bracha that he will not be harmed in the field. Even though he's going out there to hunt, he will not be harmed. Oh, if he won't be harmed, so he's not going to die before Yitzchok. He's going to die after Yitzchok. So he was very upset now on the mechiro. That's why it says that Esav was angry on the bracha, because now that he got a bracha, now he's upset on the b'chayro. And he goes ahead and adds more that says, "Yikruvu yimei evel ovi," right? That's what Esav says at the end of the parsha. Why is he saying that? He says, until now I thought I will die first. So my avails will come before our father. But now that I'll be keder cho'ilum, that my father dies first, yikruvun yimei avil avi, comes the avails of my father, so I have a taino. Why did I sell the b'chayro? Now I'm going to come and harm Yaakov because of that. And the Ksav Sefer ends and says, v'hu drush noi. It's a very nice drush. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.